Good morning. Today we have a fascinating question. Actually, two questions. Halacha l'maisa. Actually, minhag l'maisa. Question number one, which we're going to spend less time on, is should we, coming into Pesach Sheni, have matzah on Pesach Sheni? So just to answer that real quickly, I just want to give a quote from a psak halacha that was just issued by Rav Herschel Schechter. He brings down that the Chazon Ish was opposed to the practice of eating matzah on the 14th of Iyar, that's Pesach Sheni. He says that some people say that if people were unable, they were too ill to eat matzah during the regular Pesach, they should eat it on Pesach Sheni, but Rav Herschel Schechter says that this is incorrect. The mitzvah of matzah is limited to Pesach Rishon and cannot be made up on Pesach Sheni. So he says nowadays, in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash and Korban Pesach, there is no benefit to eating matzah independently on Pesach Sheni. So that is the psak of Rav Herschel Schechter. Having said that, many have the minhag to have matzah on Pesach Sheni. When should that matzah be eaten? Should it be eaten on the 14th of Iyar, which was the time that those who brought the Korban Pesach Sheni, they brought it, did the hakrava, the slaughtering of the Korban on the 14th in the afternoon. So maybe we should have the matzah on the 14th when the slaughtering of the Korban Pesach Sheni was done. Or should we wait until that night, which is the beginning of Tesvav, the 15th of Iyar, and eat it then, because that is when the Korban Pesach Sheni was eaten. So if we're bringing a parallel to Pesach Rishon, which was the 14th of Nisan, was the Erev, which is when the Korban Pesach was slaughtered, but the matzah wasn't eaten until at night, which is the beginning of Pesach Tesvav, the 15th. So maybe we should say, just like Pesach Rishon, we only eat the matzah at night of the 15th. So to Pesach Sheni, we should only eat the matzah as well at night of the 15th, not on the 14th. So that is our question. Just a quick comment. What's Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni? So Pesach Rishon is the normal Pesach in Nisan, and at the time, and it's recorded in the Chumash Parshas Baaloscha, that there were those during Pesach who went to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, we weren't able to bring the Korban Pesach, we were Temeim, or we were Debederach or Choka, too far away, and we want the ability to bring the Korban Pesach as well. So Moshe Rabbeinu consults with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, let's have Pesach Sheni the next month. Exactly the next month, on the 14th is Erev, Pesach Sheni, and the 15th is when the Korban Pesach was eaten. So that's our question. Pesach Sheni, minhag, to have matzah, when should we eat it? So in fact, it would seem to be that we should eat it just like Pesach Rishon. It's the 15th, the beginning of Pesach, so too Pesach Sheni, it should be in the 15th. At the beginning of the 15th is when we should do it. Lel HaSeder, the second Pesach Sheni. And in fact, there were Gedolim Tzadikim who indeed do that. The Maharam Ash did that. And also the Gon Rav David Deutsch did that as well. Nonetheless, the majority view, the majority minhag, is to have the matzah on the 14th of Iyar, at the time that we would bring Hakrava, we would slaughter the Korban Pesach Sheni, and not when it would be eaten, because it would be eaten at the 15th at night. So what's the reason for this? Because apparently we should wait till the 9th of the 15th. Why are we eating it on the 14th of Iyar? So the Shar Yisachar says as follows, that the minhag of the Talmid and of the Baal Shem Tov, it was to eat it on the 14th. The 14th, effectively the day before, the 14th. Why is that? So the Shar Yisachar brings a reason as follows, very interesting reason. It says the whole concept of this time of year, Chodesh Nisan and counting up to Shavuos and going into Shavuos, is the beginning, is what really is important. The Hachana, the preparation, is really, really what's critical, even more important than the Maisa when you get to the destination. What does that mean? So the counting, the preparations, the going through the Sfirah Saomer, counting up to Shavuos is even potentially more important. That's the ikkar. The preparations that we do for Matan Torah is even more important than the day itself, because it's the preparations that prepare for the day itself. So accordingly, the same thing applies when it comes to Pesach Sheni, that we want to eat the matzah when we are preparing for Pesach Sheni. That's when we are being makriv, slaughtering the Korban Pesach Sheni, and not when we're eating it. So to show that the preparation is even more important, that's why we we want to have the matzah during the preparatory stage, and that's even more important than when we're eating the Korban Pesach. So that is reason number one why the 14th of Iyar would be the proper time to eat the matzah. Another reason is brought down by the Sefer Kli Chemda. He says as follows, that there's an Isser D'Oraisa called Bal Tosif, when you add on to a mitzvah. So he says that applies as well, that we have a concern if we're eating matzah during the year, not on Pesach, there's a chash, a concern maybe that is Bal Tosif. But we have to divide up. If you do a mitzvah not in its proper time, then you have to have the intent that you are doing the mitzvah, and that's when you could violate the Isra Bal Tosif, adding on to the mitzvahs of the Torah. So if you're doing a mitzvah not at the proper time, and you're intending, I'm doing the mitzvah now, problem of Bal Tosif. But if you are doing a mitzvah during its proper time, during the proper time, it's even more stringent. You don't even have to have kavana to be Bal Tosif. What does that mean? How can you be violating Bal Tosif at the proper time? That's when to do the mitzvah. So it goes like this. The Yerushalmi explains that if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, we would all bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Okay? So in other words, that means that the proper time for Pesach Sheni is the 15th, because we will, Amir Tashem, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, in the next few days, hopefully, we will, Amir Tashem, be bringing the Korban Pesach Sheni, and in other words, the Lel Tedvav, the 15th at night, the beginning of the 15th, that's the time we will be eating our Korban Pesach. So that is the proper Zman. So it comes out based on that if we would have the matzah in the proper time of eating the Korban Pesach Sheni, you don't even need Kavana to do the mitzvah of matzah. That could be a concern of a violation of Bal Tosif, eating matzah at that time, because that's the proper time to eat it. Accordingly, to avoid that concern, we specifically want to eat the matzah not at its proper time. We want to eat it at the 14th, because then we're not going to be violating. We have no concern of violating the prohibition of Bal Tosif unless somebody has specifically in mind, has the kavana that they're doing the mitzvah then. So accordingly, based on this, we specifically want to do it not in the proper time. We want to do it on the 14th and not the 15th. And now the final explanation why we eat the matzah on the 14th goes like this. The Sefer Beis Naftali says that if you look, some people, not all Sidurim have it, but some Sidurim have it and some people say it, there's a mizmor to be said after Sfiras HaOmer throughout this time period. And it's mizmor Elokim Yechanenu. And it has, after the first pasuk, let's put the first pasuk aside, it has 45 words in that mizmor. And it also, very interesting, there's a pasuk in there that starts Yismuchu V'Yiranenu that has 49, not words, but letters. So, in other words, leave the first pasuk aside. It has, in that mizmor, 49 words, and one pasuk, Yismuchu V'Yiranenu, has 49 letters. And says the Arizal that throughout the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, when we get to the word and the letter of that day, going in sequence. So the first day we'll have the first word in the mizmor after the first pasuk, and we'll also have the first letter in that pasuk that has 49 letters, Yismuchu V'Yiranenu. So we have to have special intention. Each day has a special word and has a special letter, and we have special kavana, as we said, going out sequentially throughout the Sfiras HaOmer. If we look on Pesach Sheni, the 14th day of Iyar, that is the 29th day of Sfiras HaOmer. So the 29th letter, the 29th word is Tanchem. And the 29th letter in that pasuk that has 49 letters is a yud of the word Mishur. So when we take the word of the day, Tanchem, and we take the letter of that day, that yud together, they have the gematria. We're combining the two of them, Tanchem and Yud, together. They have the gematria that is equal to Pesach Sheni. And accordingly, we see here a smach that the Iker day to be eating the matzah is on Pesach Sheni, the 14th of Iyar, and not the 15th of Iyar. So there we have it, everyone. We have the minhag coming up. eating matzah on Pesach Sheni? Should it be on the 15th at night, the beginning of Pesach Sheni, when the zman of eating the Pesach Sheni will Amir Tzeshem be? Or should it be when we do the Hakrava, when the slaughtering, which is done on the 14th, and we have some tzaddikim who ate it on the 15th, maybe the 15th as well. But the Iker time, and this is the Minag Olam, is to eat the matzah on the 14th of Iyar. Have a wonderful day.